From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump as president would endanger America. During a speech in San Diego that was billed as a foreign policy address, the Democratic former Secretary of State unloaded on her likely Republican election opponent, counting down reasons he's not qualified, from his aggressive Twitter attacks to his emotional outbursts.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies.
She said a Trump presidency could spark nuclear conflicts overseas and ignite economic catastrophe at home.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes, because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin.
Clinton is ramping up her criticism of the presumptive Republican nominee and trying to quell concerns within her own party that she isn't ready to rumble with the famously combative Trump. She also ran down a list of people he's insulted, including the Pope. Trump, meanwhile, got an endorsement he'd been seeking for a while from Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who had resisted even after the businessman clinched the GOP nomination. Ryan says he still has differences with Donald Trump, but he said he's endorsing the Republican presidential candidate to help unify the GOP. You're listening to VOA News. A United Nations report says that the Islamic State group is entering a new phase with an increased emphasis on attacking international civilian targets. Meanwhile, the global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as Islamic State spreading its tentacles into the Middle East, South Asia, North Africa, and West Africa, according to the State Department in its annual report on terrorism. State Department Acting Director for Counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel.
The Al-Qaeda core, which has been degraded severely since 2001, but still poses a threat, and Al-Qaeda affiliates, notably Al-Shabaab, Al-Nusra Front, and Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, as well as ISIL and its branches, were responsible for a number of high-profile mass casualty attacks in 2015.
In its annual survey of worldwide terrorism, the department said Islamic State's control of territory in Iraq and Syria remains the greatest terrorism threat globally. Turkey is condemning the German parliament vote, recognizing as genocide the mass killing of Armenians by Turkey's then Ottoman rulers during World War I. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised retaliation for the German parliament vote accusing Turkey's Ottoman rulers of genocide against ethnic Armenians during World War I. Erdogan, who is touring Africa, made his warning to Berlin while visiting Kenya.
İlk adımımız bir defa Büyükelçiyi istişarelerde bulunmak üzere.
He said the German resolution will seriously impact relations between the two countries, adding that following the return of our ambassador, the government will discuss what steps Ankara will take in response. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. government announced a near-total ban on domestic sales of elephant ivory, a move intended to protect the endangered animal. Previously, ivory could be sold if it was brought to the U.S. before elephants were listed as endangered or if there were documents proving the elephant had died of natural causes. The new rules restrict sales to genuine antiques, such as ivory statues or artwork, and items like musical instruments made with less than 200 grams of ivory. A nasal spray device from the hormone oxytocin shows promise in helping people with certain types of mental illness improve their social skills. Oxytocin has been shown to play a role in relieving anxiety and promoting feelings of contentment. Scientists at the University of Oslo Hospital in Norway worked with Optinos, a Norwegian biotech company, to create the device. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.